You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. This year, the Tower Theater in Fresno turns 80 years old, the same age as this song by big band composer Glenn Miller. The theater's iconic marquee and tower has flashed fluorescent pink and purple since it opened in 1939.
The Memorial Auditorium was built then, and so the Tower Theater came just, it was really the very last of those big, glorious neon-lit theaters.
That's Elizabeth Laval, president of the Fresno Historical Society. She says one of the theater's developers worked for the utility company San Joaquin Light and Power.
So of course they wanted to show off their electric power, and that's why that 80-foot star tower was erected there.
And what makes that star tower so flashy is the neon. Today, the theater is on the National Register of Historic Places for its unique architecture. That means as long as the theater remains, the neon has to stay.
I think that the biggest risk to any of our historic sites, one could be a lack of people caring, but the maintenance costs of some of these old buildings, it's very prohibitive for a lot of people.
Maintaining the neon marquee is becoming more and more difficult as fewer and fewer companies offer such specialized work. The fluorescent gas used to light all types of signs, from backlighting to brightly lit accents. But if you pay attention, you'll see fewer and fewer signs sporting the fluorescent lights.
The neon bending and all that also is being a lost trade.
But one company still offers it, the Fresno Neon Sign Company. That's Santiago Bustamante, and he's replacing hundreds of neon tubes that light up the tower.
But right now we're working on that tower ball, the tower itself.
The marquee, too, is lit by hundreds of neon glass tubes, bent to spell the word tower in cursive and hug the rounded edge of the overhang. But despite the longevity of neon, the tubes can still be broken by birds or the weather.
Well, pretty much rewired the whole thing. So by the time we're done, our goal is to have it 100% lit.
The tubes themselves are molded and bent at the company's warehouse in southeast Fresno. You'll know it by its own neon sign. Lining one wall of the warehouse are boxes of phosphor-coated glass, a humming vacuum, and burners producing blue flames. That's where Daniel Hood bends glass tubes to replace broken ones. The company is one of the few that can repair neon locally. Hood believes he's the only neon tube bender in the San Joaquin Valley. He's brightened signs up and down Highway 99.
I got my thumbprint all around the whole valley.
He's a third-generation neon tube bender, and his father taught him how to take the 4-foot glass tubes that neon signs are comprised of and shape them with fire. He lays a white, bent tube next to another that's plugged in, glowing bright pink.
This unit right here is for the Tower Theater because it's, as you can see, it's just not flat.
When Hood bends glass, he starts by heating a 4-foot length of tube. He moves it back and forth between the flames. Before even a minute has passed, the glass is on fire, which is what he wants. He brings it out of the flame and bends it into a loop. He does this all with his bare hands.
It takes years of practice, so it's very light. I mean, any little, you know, slip or sometimes it can ruin a bend. That's one of the biggest problems in our industry, the lack of tube benders. There's just nobody to service it, and that's why a lot of people went away from it too.
Most signs now use LED modules. Even the Fresno Neon Sign Company deals outside of neon. Part of their business includes building digital marquees and cutting letters for signs that will be backlit with LEDs. Casey Rudiaga, president of the Fresno Neon Sign Company, would like to keep the work that is the company's namesake going.
Yeah, I mean, I think they represent history, you know, the history of the valley. There's so many signs that Fresno Neon built and maintained over the years, going back to the 30s.
Her father, Bill Kratt, ran the company before her. She remembers going out with him to see the signs he worked on.
He would be so proud of the things that he built that we would, on the weekends, instead of going out to dinner or doing something like that, as a family, we would go out and drive around and he would show us what he built and we all got to see it lit up.
But some of those signs, too, she says, have been updated. Still, she's hoping the company doesn't lose their neon niche.
I think neon signs just pop. You see them from really far away and they catch your eye. The more color, the better. And I just think that compared to the signs of today, they're just more exciting.
Like the Tower Theaters. That one, Rudiaga hopes, will always stay neon. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.